From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In Washington State, grim news from officials who've announced just a short time ago that the death toll from last weekend's massive mudslide north of Seattle has now risen to at least 24, with some of those bodies not yet recovered. In addition to those known to have died, there are as many as 176 individuals still listed as unaccounted for. Crews have been trying to move aside tons of mud and debris that swept through an area of the town of Oso, Washington, Saturday morning, when it appears many were at home. Snohomish County District Fire Chief Travis Hott says it's a massive effort.
This makes up over 200 responders that are here on site working very, very hard to try to locate victims and hopefully find somebody that's alive. That is still our number one priority out there.
The mudslide covers nearly a square mile and destroyed or damaged at least 49 homes. Reports government scientists warned 15 years ago about the potential for landslides in the area where the rain-soaked hillside gave way. Russia and Ukraine are now talking directly to find a way out of the crisis. The country's two foreign ministers met on the sidelines of a nuclear conference in The Hague. NPR's Elder Beardsley reports.
Daniel Olubkivsky says the Russian buildup on Ukraine's eastern border is worrying.
The Russian troops keep coming to Ukraine's borders. They claim to have ended military exercises, but soldiers don't withdraw to their headquarters. We are ready to defend Ukraine. We count on the world's support.
Lubkivsky says there are also human rights violations in Crimea, beatings, property being taken away. He says it is now up to Russia to protect people there. Ukraine's last troops are leaving the Crimean Peninsula. They were ordered to evacuate Monday by Ukraine's defense minister after one of the last held bases was stormed by Russian troops. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kiev.
The digital currency Bitcoin will be considered property and not currency for tax purposes. That's an announcement from the IRS. NPR's Elise Hugh has more.
Bitcoin first came on the scene in 2008. It's now the world's most popular digital currency, opening up some regulatory questions about its use. The IRS decided that Bitcoin and other similar virtual money held by investors will be treated like stock. That means any gains on Bitcoin investments will be considered capital gains, which are subject to lower tax rates than ordinary income. Transactions involving the cryptocurrency will also be subject to the same record-keeping and tax requirements as other deals, like retail purchases. This is the tax agency's first substantive ruling on Bitcoin. The currency is used worldwide, but some countries, such as Russia and Thailand, have banned it. Elise Hugh, NPR News, Washington.
Amid concerns about how much auto giant GM knew about potentially faulty ignitions blamed for dozens of deaths, Congress is now putting pressure on the automaker. Last month, GM announced the recall of 1.6 million small cars with defective switches. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 91 points. You're listening to NPR. The nation's highest court appears to be divided over whether employers' religious beliefs can allow them to be excluded from the part of the president's new health care law requiring them to provide birth control coverage for employees at no extra cost. During a 90-minute argument today, justices seem to be signaling they may allow companies to mount religious objections to government actions. The Obama administration says a Supreme Court ruling in favor of family-owned businesses pressing the case would risk also undermining laws governing immunization, Social Security taxes, and the minimum wage. Sales of new homes were sagging last month, down 3.3%. Analysts blame higher mortgage rates and the severe winter weather in much of the country. NPR's Craig Windham says a separate report shows the pace at which home prices are rising is also slowing.
Economist Gus Fauché with PNC Financial Services says the outlook for the housing market remains positive despite February's decline in new home sales.
The underlying demand looks solid. There are a lot of people out there who want to purchase new homes. I think the weather took some of the steam out of the market, and I think we'll see new home sales improve through most of this year.
And Fauché says he's also not worried by the S&P Case-Shiller Index of Property Values, which shows the increase in home prices in major cities is moderating somewhat. He says home prices cannot keep rising faster than incomes.
I would expect to see that house price growth will slow through the rest of this year to the low to mid-single digits.
Fauché says that is a more sustainable pace of growth. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Sweet baby cuddle care may not be so cuddly in some cases. That's based on a recall of 174,000 of the dolls announced today after regulators say a circuit board inside the doll's chest can potentially overheat, causing burns. The seller of the dolls, Walmart, says it received dozens of complaints. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.